This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. There are no imminent plans for city police to clear the CUNY pro-Gaza campus encampment. It's Friday, April 26th, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast calls for sunny skies in New York City with a high near 59 and a low near 44. Before today's top story, landlord and tenant groups made their cases before the Rent Guidelines Board on Thursday ahead of a key preliminary vote next week that will inform potential rent increases for roughly 2 million rent-stabilized New Yorkers. The 9-person board, appointed by the mayor and tasked with deciding on annual rent rates, heard familiar arguments from both sides during the marathon meeting, landlords asking for significant rent hikes to offset expenses, and tenants asking for a rent freeze or rollback in light of a major affordability crisis and historic housing crunch. The hearing came ahead of the board's preliminary vote, scheduled for Tuesday in Long Island City, Queens, where they are expected to decide on a tentative range for proposed rent hikes. A recent study by the board's staff found rent increases of 2.5% to 4% for one-year leases and 4% to 7% for two-year leases would be needed for landlords to be unaffected by rising costs, figures immediately rejected by both sides. Landlords claimed the lower figures would be insufficient, while the tenant side pointed out overall landlord incomes climbed 10.4% last year, according to a recent Rent Guidelines Board report. In a bombshell ruling Thursday morning, the New York State Court of Appeals has overturned fallen movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's Manhattan rape and sex crime conviction. The 4-3 ruling reverses a Manhattan Supreme Court jury's 2020 verdict that Weinstein, 72 years old, was guilty of rape for an attack on aspiring actress Jessica Mann at the DoubleTree Hotel in 2013, and criminal sex act for assaulting film assistant Miriam Haley at his Soho loft in 2006. The panel ruled that the trial court judge James Burke shouldn't have allowed testimony of uncharged alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than the complainants of the underlying crimes, then further erred by ruling Weinstein could be cross-examined on those allegations and others. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com. Students at the City University of New York on Thursday launched a pro-Palestinian encampment at City College, part of a wave of tent demonstrations sweeping the nation, calling on universities to divest from Israel. CNN initially reported that university officials had been in touch with the NYPD with plans to clear the encampment at about 5 p.m., but posted an update citing an unnamed law enforcement official saying no action is imminent. A call to the NYPD seeking clarification was not immediately returned. Similar actions at Columbia University and New York University have led to arrests of more than 200 protesters. Students at the State University of New York's Fashion Institute of Technology also launched an encampment Thursday, following a similar demonstration at the New School. At City College in Harlem, students have erected dozens of colorful tents around an American flagpole, where they also hung a Palestinian flag. CUNY students resist Zionism, and by any means necessary, signs read. CUNY students are calling for the university system to divest from Israel, ban partnerships and trips to Israel such as Birthright and Fulbright programs, reverse student and faculty disciplinary action related to pro-Palestinian activism, and remove police from campus. They also demand CUNY release a statement affirming the right of the Palestinian people to national liberation and the right of return, and make CUNY tuition-free. We demand a fully funded, free CUNY that is not beholden to Zionist and imperialist private donors, the students wrote. In Chelsea, students at FIT launched an encampment inside the building Thursday on West 27th Street with orange tents and signs. The student group said in a statement they're calling on FIT to divest from Israel and amnesty from disciplinary action. Encampment rules include do not under any circumstances talk with NYPD or media. The encampment included a poster to support the five demands, Viva of Palestina, resembling similar signage to support the Five Demands Viva Harlem U in April 1969, when a group of black and brown students set up a tent demonstration to promote racial equity. Encampments are nothing new to CUNY, they continued. It's our legacy. An FIT spokesperson did not immediately return a request for comment. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.